This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. And now, off we go. We're going to go to the weaponized woman. And that is one Keita Bussey. Good afternoon. How are you doing?
Very well. How are you, Bill?
I'm okay, I guess, I reckon.
Same. I made it to the airport, hobbling, but it was quite a trip. I just got back from Texas yesterday.
Now, what were you doing in Texas? Did you go down to the ranch, or what did you go to?
No, I went to Temple Gun Club. It's a newer range just outside Austin, and I like their setup there because, you know, a lot of the ranges in Texas are starting to charge exorbitant amounts of cash for a range fee where it's just not feasible to even hold a class anymore. And this one was very reasonable, so that was my pick.
I hear you. And now you obviously you were you working on a new curriculum?
Yes. So my new Train Smart class, these are concepts that I've taught for a long time, usually in private lessons with high-level shooters. So basically, I put all of the concepts together I was using to train top-level competitive shooters into one class curriculum. And this was the first of its kind, an enhanced curriculum for 2 days. It was a lot of fun. I actually made a PowerPoint to accompany the class. So it's not just me talking. There's more visual involvement for those visual learners, which is pretty much everyone. And I also provided a workbook. I had to actually make copies and hand that out because the published version is not yet available. I still have to approve the author copy. But I did have one author copy that was sent to me for approval that I gave away as a prize for one of the competitions in the class.
Okay.
So what I did was I started with a blind stage. I built the stage and nobody could see it. Then they would get 30 seconds to look at the course of fire and turn around, come up with a plan through visualization only. A lot of times if you're shooting a match, what happens is maybe your gun breaks the stage before. You have to go to the safe area, try and get your gun running, hope that it works after you did whatever you did to fix it, come back, and by that time it's been so long that it's your turn to shoot, and you didn't even get to look at the stage yet. If this is a local club match or something, maybe you didn't do a walkthrough before the match started. So now you've got about 30 seconds to figure it out. So this helps you prepare for those kind of situations that come up when you do shoot a match. basically bringing pressure to your practice. Another thing we did to bring pressure to your practice was after the blind stage, I told everyone, look at the person on your left. Now hand that person all of your magazines. And then I had everyone walk away, scatter about, so no one could see what they were doing. And they had to mess with their buddy's magazines. They could maybe take out a few rounds so they wouldn't have as many as they thought they did, or put in an extra one so that the magazine doesn't seat. If it's a larger capacity magazine, they don't always seat when they're all the way full. Or maybe they don't do anything at all, but that person thinks they did. So the entire time they're shooting, they're sitting there waiting for this malfunction that never comes. And you can see the hesitancy in their shooting as they're waiting for that to happen. And you can always tell which guy messed with which guy's mags because they start watching very carefully when the guy they mess with is up to shoot, and you see them start snickering. You know they did something really naughty, maybe put around in their backwards or something. So it's a good time. It's a lot of fun.
So what is the point of setting this up in a way to where they're not familiar with the course of fire?
So that they have to visualize it. It brings pressure to their practice. So if you go to a competition, you feel a certain amount of pressure. If you're practicing on your own, you may not feel that sense of pressure. Then when you go to the match, you don't know what to do with it. You don't know how to handle it, and you start making mistakes. So if you can bring that pressure into your practice, it's going to make it a lot easier to shoot in a match under pressure and perform well.
I'm not a competitor. However, that kind of thing, I would be under pressure anyway. I hate
right.
shooting it. I hate shooting in front of a bunch of people. Can't stand
yeah.
it.
Yeah. You have to know your own triggers. So another thing we used were the blaze pods, these little electronic discs that light up. And if you tap it, that one turns off, and another one lights up. And they can light up in different colors. You can also set them to a timer instead of to touch. You can actually stomp on these things and use them in sports, and they don't break. They're very durable. So I set up a little blaze pod competition just for hand-eye coordination and to have them start picking up their targets from their peripheral vision. So I'd have one guy on one side of the table, one on the other side. One guy is red, one guy is blue, and they have to tap their own color pods without tapping the other person's pods. And whoever gets the most taps in 30 seconds wins. And that's not involving a firearm, of course, but you can do all kinds of drills with these that do involve firearms. And it just keeps you more engaged in your practice, makes
sure.
it more fun. Then we got into the performance bubble, which is, you know, all the things outside of your control that can happen in a competition and how you can basically be prepared for that, even if you can't stop it from happening. Maybe you can be more prepared to deal with the consequences of whatever might happen. Like if it's going to rain, then obviously bring rain gear. If it's going to be really hot outside, start hydrating 2 days before, all those things. Things that are outside your control so that you can have a better performance. And then we got into SMART goals, how to set your long-term goals, your short-term goals, actionable steps to reach those goals, and how to put a time frame on it, how to make sure it's measurable and specific and all those good things. And they needed that to get into training plans. So the next day, we actually built training plans together.
You've just been busy. Hang on for me, if you will. We're coming up on the first break.
Yeah, I figured.
But you seem busier than you have been, so you're going to have to explain to me what has happened. What's this surge? We're talking to Keita Bussey. She is the weaponized woman. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back. Mike's Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. Speaking with Keita Bussey, the weaponized woman. Her new curriculum is being put in play. She's doing all kinds of other stuff. Now, will you still continue to teach your older curriculum as well? Will you eventually merge all of these? Or is the new curriculum actually just the next evolution in what you're going to teach?
The new curriculum is an advanced class. So the original, this is new for the advanced class. So I have my Smart Move class, which is footwork, and then I have my Train Smart class, which is how to train. It's not so much getting feedback on your movement per se, it's more here, these are the tools you need to go to the range and get better.
Now, with somebody like me, who trains more for self-defense than I do for competition, is there something from this class that I can take? Can I take the class as you present it and come away with that with enhanced self-defense skill?
Absolutely. For example, another thing I teach is hit factor. And when you think of hit factor, that's the scoring for sports shooting, right? But if you're just going to the range practicing for self-defense, how do you know if you're getting better? So what I would recommend for defensive shooters as well is time yourself from the draw to your last shot and check your points. Do whatever you decide to give as a point value for what you're doing. Take your time and divide that by the number of points. That will give you a hit factor. And as long as you're consistent in how you do score it, whatever you assign for values for hits, as long as you do that consistently over time, then you can compare your hit factor. So a low hit factor is basically less. You don't want that. And a high hit factor is a better score. So you want that number to be high. It's points divided by time. So now, what it does in the shooting sports, go ahead.
Well, what I was going to ask is when you're talking about hit factor, now is this a way to get people in a advanced state to where they're going to be able to hit better? Are you presuming that they already know how to shoot? So this is why it's an advanced class and you're just putting them in a position to roll in, if you will, to get better hits on that?
No, hit factor doesn't mean you're getting better hits.
Okay.
It's telling you the value of the hits that you're getting over time.
As far as points.
It's points divided by time.
Gotcha. Okay.
So it's a way to track your progress. Sports shooting, it tells you risk versus reward. So
right.
Do I need to be more accurate on this one, or do I really need to push the speed more? Do I engage that disappearing target, or it's no penalties if you don't engage it in USPSA. So if it's going to cause you to do an extra reload, then usually it's not worth even bothering to engage it. And you don't know that unless you understand hit factor.
Somebody working on hit factor working with it with you. As a self-defense shooter, is this going to focus them more on getting good hits?
Yes.
Okay.
So what it does is it helps with consistency. So I have my new formula it's not very new. I've been doing it since, 2016 or something like that. But now I actually wrote it down and published it. So finding your 100%, when you go all out, you need to know what that feels like, and you need to know how to dial it back a little bit, which is good for high-pressure scenarios, like a defensive scenario. Your adrenaline is going to be all amped up, and if you don't know how to control that, and you're going all out at 100%, you might not hit your target. So hit factor helps you become more in control of that adrenaline rush.
Okay. I was just wondering about that. I mean,
new formula, the Find Your 100% formula, helps you dial it back a little bit.
Do you ever have anybody coming to you? Like, you have dabbled with people in the tactical world, right?
Yes.
Now, when they come and work with you, like, Fieldcraft guy. What's Fieldcraft guy's name?
Glover.
Yes. When Mr. Glover is working with you, does he actually get anything out of that? Does he gain something from that? Because, you know, it sort of seems like a discipline that would work really well cross training that way. But can you gain something from that?
I have not trained him in this stuff.
Okay.
We talked about movement strictly.
I think it would be interesting to see that, just simply because I'd be willing to take the stuff from you. I mean, I don't think movement has changed that much from the time of Alexander the Great as far as the way you're setting up and staging. Probably different weapons to fight against now, but for the most part. But, you know, some things are just fundamental when it comes to being in the field and being in a fight with weapons. But
The drill you would really like is the decision training drill, where something happens and you have to react. It basically, you're shooting the target that shoots at you.
Yeah, that sounds like fun. What are they shooting at me?
I've set it up a few different ways. In the past, I've used smoke bombs. I've used charges where it's on a string and I'm on one side of a stack of barrels, and the shooter is on the other side of the stack of barrels, so they can't see what I'm doing. And then I pull the string. They don't know which target is going to have a smoke bomb or a charge or whatever it is go off, and that's the target they have to engage.
Coming up on the next break, tell everybody how to find you, find the book, that kind of thing.
You can email me, 180firearmstraining@gmail.com. I'll send you a personalized copy of my book, Smart Move, Economy of Motion for the Shooting Sport. I'm 180 Firearms Training on Instagram and Facebook.
And when she's in town and she hasn't been shot by no ricochets, she comes here and joins me for a little bit of time on Wednesdays. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Exus Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Exus's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Exus has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Exus Sights.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A busy day in our nation's capital. House Speaker and California Democratic Congresswoman Nancy Pelosi holding an event on climate change with Senate Majority Leader and New York Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer and other Democratic senators Wednesday morning. The speaker saying addressing climate change with infrastructure legislation means more than just rebuilding roads and bridges.
We're talking about creating good-paying jobs. This is about jobs. We're creating honoring our responsibilities to our children. We're talking about health issues, clean air, clean water.
The 2021 fiscal year is now the busiest on record for the nation's Border Patrol. Agents apprehending more than 1.7 million illegal immigrants coming from Mexico. The busiest time coming during July and August. USA Radio News. A new poll is out regarding the 2024 presidential election. From the USA Radio News Cape Cod Bureau, Chris Barnes has the details.
A vast majority of Republicans hoping that former President Trump attempts another White House run in 2024. It's according to a Quinnipiac University survey of over 1,300 adults, and it finds 78% of Republicans polled think Trump should run again. 94% of Democrats say no, do not. 58% of independents don't think he should. Results are up, though, over 10% amongst those Republicans since the same poll was done in May. Trump has shown some recent signs he's considering a 2024 run. He's been fundraising and providing endorsements in key House and Senate races.
An investigation is underway after a bridge collapsed just east of Atlanta, Georgia. Police saying at least one person died after the access bridge near Interstate 20 collapsed Tuesday night. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're talking to the weaponized woman, Keita Bussey, and her new curriculum. So let's move on to the next part of this. What is the next part of this?
Vision training for moving targets. So our eyes move in two different ways when we're shooting. One way is decayed. The other way is smooth visual pursuit. I believe I've talked about that before on the show, have I not?
It's been a while, though. I believe you have, right. Yes.
So saccades are when your eyes jump from one target to the next. And during a saccade, it's like a blink. You're not taking in any visual information. So we use the saccades to get past the edge of our target rather than getting our eye caught on it and go directly to the spot we actually want to shoot at. Saccades also will get you to the point of getting onto a moving target. Then once your eyes are on the target, they actually track along with the target, and your gun is moving with the target as well. That's called a smooth visual pursuit. Now, smooth visual pursuits are much slower and more challenging than saccades. Saccades are very quick. So what happens is your eyes jump to the target and match the speed of the moving target. So I train in this class how to do that, different ways to track different types of moving targets. So if it's a swinger, then it comes out from behind a wall or barrels or something like that, comes to a stop because it has to change directions. and it swings back and forth. That stop where it changes directions, we call that the dwell. So to use a cicade, which is faster, you can ambush it on the dwell when it's not moving. But then if you don't get two shots on right away and it starts moving, you have to track it back. Now, the problem with cicades and moving targets is if you're ambushing and your eyes don't match the speed properly, then by the time you cicade to where to the new location, the target is already gone. So there are several different techniques for all the different types of moving targets, and I think that was everybody's favorite section of the class, aside from the mini competitions that were a lot of fun.
The mini competition. See, that's where you'd lose me. I'd be like, water break!
Well,
brave, aren't I?
One of the mini competitions was called the kamikaze. So I set up a plate rack, and you shoot one plate from each position. You can't move the same way twice. But if you miss a plate, you're out. So you have to be running hard and then stop and have visual patience on a difficult target and then go back to running hard and make sure you're controlling your breathing. And the kamikaze is when you get to the last plate and that pressure has built up. The closer you get to the end, the more pressure you feel to hit that plate. So the kamikaze is when you miss the very last plate, then you've basically self-destructed. It's a lot of fun.
It sounds like it would be. Are these when you say plates, are these on a rack spinning? Are they dropping, falling? What are they doing?
It's just a plate rack.
Okay.
But it becomes much more challenging when you're out of breath and the pressure is building as you work your way through the rack. The other competition we do is a progressive shooting drill. So we actually have teams. So the slowest guy on your team is the one setting the time. And at the end, it's points divided by all of your times added up. So you go up the first time, take one shot, go up the second time, take two shots, and so forth. But you don't know when I'm going to call your team to go. And what happens is everybody's ready to go every single time, not knowing if I'm going to call you three times in a row or not call you at all until the very end or keep it pretty even. You just don't know what I'm going to do. So if I call somebody else's team and you step over the line and it's not your turn, that's a 10-point penalty for a foot fault. And one guy in the class did do that, and he knew it right away, too. So that's another way to build in the pressure. And then you don't want to let your teammate down either. You don't want to be the last one firing the shot, so you feel that time pressure pretty intensely.
See, most of the time when people are trying to imitate stress, they just have them run for 100 yards. At least
there are a lot of inventive ways.
Well, that your way sounds more entertaining.
It is entertaining. It's a lot of fun. We get a lot of laughs out of this. So another drill I do is the distraction drill, where I flip the targets around to the white side and put a bunch of pasters all over it in different colors, but you still have to shoot your spot right in the middle, and those pasters pull your eye, and then you find yourself shooting right on that little paster instead of the spot you want to be aiming at.
Okay.
It's kind of like in defensive shooting where you look for the button on the shirt, because automatically, your eyes are going to want to go to their gun. But you don't want to be aiming at their gun. You want to be aiming at their center mass.
I like it. I'm pausing because I'm considering this. I'm trying to picture this in my mind because I've watched Key to Teach a class before. And Key to Teach a class differently than anybody I've ever seen teach a class, which is your way is more entertaining, and I think you probably have people engaged more as well.
Well, the goal of training this way and using decision training, reaction training, those types of things, is to keep you more engaged in your practice. You don't want to be practicing on autopilot. If you're doing that, you're just going to lose it all in your short-term memory. Where if you do things like this, whatever you learned really sticks with you and moves into your long-term memory.
Right.
Another thing I cover is contingency plans. This is a really good way to engage your brain in your practice. So with contingency plans, you have one plan where if everything goes right, this is what I'm going to do. But if this other thing were to happen, you have to keep this other plan in the back of your brain that you may or may not have to call upon. For example, from position one, you take a couple of steals. From position two, you take a couple of paper. Now, if you miss the steal, then you have to reload on the way over. If you go one for one on the steal, you don't have to do a reload. That's just one example.
Tell everybody how to find your stuff and find you real quick.
Email me 180firearmstraining@gmail.com if you'd like to set up a class in your area or to order a personalized copy of my book, Smart Move, Economy of Motion for the Shooting Sport. I'm also on Facebook and Instagram under 180 Firearms Training.
All well worth looking at. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the U.S. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes, too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Keita Bussey, the weaponized woman. So, it would be interesting to know, as you develop what you're teaching, are you already looking at the next piece of your puzzle that you're trying to, that you put together?
Always.
Yeah?
Always, yes. There's always more. I'm actually thinking of, I have a couple of other drills that I'm farming out to high-level shooters that they're giving me feedback on, looking promising. The research is there. The science is there. It's just a matter of how does this apply to shooting? How can we use this to benefit shooters?
Right.
So a couple things they're working on with vision training, and I want to put together an instructor course. So it would basically teach instructors how to build a curriculum, how to teach effectively, how to fill a class, how to build a drill that their students can easily replicate on the range. Basically work them through the whole process and help them develop their curriculum.
Now, with a teacher's class, I mean, are people coming to you saying, you should do a teacher's class?
Yes, I've had a lot of other instructors ask for my help. And it's something that's not really being taught, not in competitive shooting, because the competitive shooting instructors don't want the competition. I would basically be helping my own competition. But I teach something that's so niche that I'm probably the only instructor who could actually get away with teaching teachers how to teach, because nobody else can teach what I teach. Or I suppose they could, but nobody has done the research that I've done.
How many have the background that you have?
None of them have the background that I have.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I mean, you were a rehab nurse that specialized in movement with that. I mean, you have, I would imagine you have some kinesiological knowledge. You probably have some good stuff on joints and some other things as well. I get that. I understand that. But here's the other question. Here's the other question. You haven't been overseas in how long?
Not since I got shot.
Are you going to continue to go overseas? And when you go overseas, are you training competitors? Are you training? I know there's some things that you do that we can't talk about, right? We can't. You know, there's no pictures of it, nothing.
Right.
But.
Yeah, I have a trip this winter I can't talk about.
Okay.
But that will be international, and I do have a European tour coming up in 2022.
And where are you going to go in Europe? Can you talk about that?
Yes. I plan on, for sure, Estonia and Portugal, looking at maybe Italy, Greece, possibly the Netherlands. Not, it's all kind of up in the air right now. We're still looking at dates. And I've got invitations from several different countries. It's just a matter of which countries will be able to work with the dates that I have. I will also be competing while I'm there.
You will also what now? What was that? I didn't catch that part.
I will also be competing while I'm there.
Now, are you still top five?
In the nation, yes.
Yeah. I imagine that goes up. That probably gets you a little bit of traction over there overseas. Is the United States the best country as far as competitors? Do we have the best competitors?
For the most part, yes.
Better than the Philippines?
They don't really have the access to firearms in other countries that we have here. A lot of countries, they have to keep their gun either in a safe or store it at the shooting range.
Any chance we'll ever see you running a 2011? Were you ever given to that?
I won't say I won't.
Well, Marco, that's what Marco Cabahog shoots, right? He's competitive, is that his competitive gun? Is that what he shoots as a competitor?
2011, yeah. Well, he shoots everything, but yeah. So another drill that I did in this class that I really enjoyed.
Oh, okay.
Was I'm changing the subject on you.
Okay.
I call it the lift and snap drill. So typically when you practice a transition, you're practicing transitioning onto the next target. And instead, we're practicing transitioning off. So this one in defensive shooting, I'm not sure how much application there would be because you're making sure your guy's down, right? But in competitive shooting, the instant the bullet leaves the barrel of the gun, your eyes need to be snapping to the next target. So I basically break down the transition into tiny little pieces, and we practice a couple of those pieces, and then we build it back together. And it takes a significant amount of time off the drill. People are going from 6 seconds on a drill with just a couple of targets to 2 and 3 seconds. It's huge.
Now, what happens if they're not as fast as their eyes? That would be my first thought.
Well, the thing is, you can look faster than you think you can. Our eyes are very quick, and you're actually taking in more visual input than you realize you are. So really, theoretically, you can shoot as fast as you can look. It just comes down to fundamentals, trigger control, grip, things like that. But once you get that all down, you can actually shoot as fast as you can look.
I'm just wondering if one of the things that I have happen is when I'm shooting steel, and I track left, right, or up and down, and I try not to do the same thing twice in one, you know, create a pattern. That was when you start, especially in hand-to-hand combat, when you start creating a pattern and you start doing things in a rhythm, that's when you're developing a really bad habit. So for me, I'm trying. You're doing things. You're letting momentum and some other things happen. So I'm always trying to look to do something different every time I'm pulling the trigger. I do a few things, you know.
That's a very good thing.
Yeah. Now, with this that you're talking about, is this something that I could incorporate to what I do when I'm shooting steel?
Yes. So that's actually the experimental drill that I don't have published yet.
Should I get a timer?
I'll tell you where it comes from.
Right.
Yeah, I think everyone should have a timer.
Okay.
You need to know how fast you're able to do things. That helps you make judgment calls. How long is this going to take me? You need to know that. Even in defensive shooting, you need to know how long something is going to take you. How much time do you have?
Hang on for me. Well, I'll tell you what, we've run out of time.
Oh,
I was too busy. I was too busy listening to you and taking notes. Thank you for joining me this afternoon.
Okay, bye, Bill.
All right. Coming up next, Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load.
Nationwide, ammo is in short supply. Mantis X lets you train from home without the cost of ammunition. Mantis X is a training accessory designed to fit your handgun or rifle. It tracks the movement of your weapon, providing real-time info regarding shooting trends. Mantis X gives you real-time feedback to become a better shooter and build confidence. Go to MantisX.com.
Mantis X. Real-time precision, feedback, and results.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At CNA Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, CNA Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. CNA Precision.
Welcome to the Boom Squad.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.